Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Entree Architect Academy, our private membership group, is finally open for enrollment. Find the projects you want, make the money you need, be more productive, and live a happy, stress-free life as a small firm architect. We'll show you how. Entree Architect Academy provides monthly expert training, small group discussions, digital courses, document templates, everything you need to build a better business. Enrollment will close on January 31st, 2016, so if you're interested, you better hurry up. Visit entrearchitect.com for more information. You'll find everything you need to know right there on the homepage. Build a better business. Be a better architect. Go to entrearchitect.com. This is the Entree Architect Podcast, episode 106. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Are you an award-winning architect? Would you like to promote your firm through the recognition of your design excellence? Well, design awards are a great way to differentiate your firm from everybody else. And this week at the Entree Architect Podcast, I'm speaking with two residential architects about a new design awards program that is specifically created to help you earn the recognition you deserve. This episode of the Entree Architect Podcast is sponsored by FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. Learn more at freshbooks.com/architect. And the Architecture Business Plan Competition. It's free to enter, and the grand prize is $10,000. To learn more, go to archbusinessplan.com. Rand Saltner and Jennifer Garcia, welcome to the Entree Architect Podcast.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. This is a special edition of the Entree Architect Podcast. We're recording video here as well. The video will be posted elsewhere, but this is episode 106 of the Entree Architect Podcast. And we have two guests with us today, Rand Saltner and Jennifer Garcia. And Rand is no stranger to Entree Architect. He's been here before. He's been on the podcast twice. Once in episode 33, Rand introduced the organization Arch to us, which is Architects Creating Homes. And then in episode 70, he came back and talked to us about Arch's specification systems for residential architects and talked all about that. And that was really, really interesting. He was with Don Duffy and Kenny Guffey at that point. And today, I welcome both Rand and Jennifer to come back to the Entree Architect podcast to talk about another thing that Arch is doing, some a great architectural design program that they've just announced. And I wanted to bring them on and talk about not only the Arch design program, but sort of design programs in general and how they might be able to help your business. So, Rand, could you just give us a brief overview of the Arch design program and how it works?
Sure. ArchDES stands for Design Excellence Selection. It's a design awards program for licensed architects who design residential architecture, usually single-family homes, projects designed and or built within the last 12 years.
Well, that's great. And before we get too deep into the program itself, maybe I forgot to ask you both to introduce yourselves. Rand, you've been here before, but I would like you to reintroduce yourself, and then maybe Jennifer can talk about where she is and where she's from.
Jennifer, why don't you go first?
Okay. My name is Jennifer Garcia, and I am an architect here in Tampa, Florida. I have a small practice, Jennifer Garcia Architecture Studio. I specialize in residential architecture. That is the bulk of my business. A lot of custom homes and additions, renovations, that type of work, and I really love it.
Great. And Rand, you want to give us a
recap? I'm Rand Sellner with Home Architects. We design custom homes nationwide.
Okay. And maybe a little brief reintroduction to Arch itself, just so we understand what that organization
sure.
is about.
Sure. Arch is an American-based international organization of licensed architects focusing on residential architecture, professional excellence, achievement, client value, and service. And it's on the internet at www.archhomes.org.
Great. And why we can get into the design program in a little bit, but just as a recap, what's sort of the mission behind the Arch organization itself? Why was it started?
Well, I'm glad you asked. While it may appear that licensed architects are well represented in the world, they really are not. Arch focuses, and if you examine whatever organization you might be a part of and test that, you'll see what I'm saying is true. Arch only has licensed architects as members. You must be a licensed architect somewhere in the world. We went global last year, so you must be a licensed architect in some country with some kind of a board of architecture. And there is a specific need set and parameters about licensed architects who design homes. So we're kind of a subset of a subset. You're a licensed architect, that's also residential. And so there's very particular concerns and needs that firms have. Almost all licensed architects who design homes are a small practice. We've found that most of them are probably 1, 2, 3, 4, and a large one would might be 6 people. How many people are in your firm, Mark?
We actually have a virtual firm, so the number of people in our firm sort of flexes. Full-time, there's 3 of us.
Okay, so that just underscores my point. So we find that there are specific needs and interests that residential architects have, and we've actually, you'll see on the Arch website, you'll see people, once in a while we get a question, why do you say licensed? If you're an architect, you are licensed. Well, because there's been serious abuse of the term architect in our society, particularly when it comes to the IT industry and also the public's perception of what an architect is. And so we cater to the specific needs of licensed architects who design homes. And so that's one of the reasons we're doing this program. It's to recognize architects that design homes and not anybody else. So we try to focus on that subset to make sure that the interests of those people are met.
So it's Architects Creating Homes Design Excellence Selection, right? So it's ArchDES. Who can enter, and how much does it cost to enter?
Jennifer can probably address the cost parameter, and I'll go ahead and discuss after that who can enter. Go ahead.
Well, the entry fee is $49 per submission, but you must be an ARCH member, and that membership costs $159 per year. So once you're an ARCH member, then you have the $49 fee to submit your project, and you can submit up to four projects.
Under that 49. Oh, it's $49 per project.
Per project, up to four projects.
Up to four projects. And you have to be a licensed architect, and you have to be a member of ARCH in order to submit.
Correct. And it has to be residential.
It has to be residential. Okay.
Right. And some people, we actually have a member firm that does mid-rise and high-rise in the Arlington and Washington, D.C. area there. So we'll accept a presentation like that. However, we're going to guess that probably 95% of the submittals are going to probably be mainly single-family homes, although multifamily is fine. I've probably done more than 20,000 multifamily units in my lifetime. And we believe that we're going to probably garner the interest of people who mainly design single-family homes. But if you've done something else, like a condominium or something like that, of course, we'll certainly consider that as well.
So what are the benefits of somebody submitting to the Design Awards program?
Okay, why should I enter? That's a really good question. We've heard from a lot of ARCH members that have been frustrated over the decades that they say, well, why should I enter any design competition? I don't design homes that look like white shoeboxes up on stilts. And I think we all have that Eurobox image in our minds, as that's typically what seems to win awards for many decades in architecture. And I think that what we're trying to do is make it apparent that there is no stylistic preference with ARCH. If you have quality design, it might look like an ordinary house. It might also be contemporary, historic, mainstream, transitional, or other styles. And so if what you design actually looks like homes, you might want to enter. We've purposely made this a value-oriented, economy-oriented program, and it's not a competition. You're not in competition with firms from large cities and it's a celebration of design quality, no matter what the stylistic exterior. And if what you've designed is excellent, and you know if it is or not, then your chances of winning an award are very good. So now, why would you want to win an award? That's probably another subject. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I'd love to talk about that. I mean, why enter, and what's the benefit of earning an award?
Well, if you'd like to claim that you and your company create award-winning residential architecture and be able to proudly display that award on your website and your firm's marketing materials, then you really ought to consider the ARCH DES program. Think about that. Now, Jennifer, what would you think?
I definitely agree. I'm a fairly new practice. I don't have a huge portfolio to fall back on, so having an award for the work that I have done is monumental in acquiring new work.
And how are the awards judged? Is there a jury?
Well, now I'm glad you asked that, because we believe that ARCH here is really paving some new groundwork here. We've never heard of a totally digital electronic architectural awards program in the history of the planet. This is it. What do we mean?
Yeah,
it's totally green.
Yeah.
There's zero carbon footprint. There's no binders. There's no paper. There's no snail mail. There's no FedEx, no hotels, no gala dinners, no problems, and no energy consumed. And it's also very economical. The focus is on design, not analog ways of previously doing things in the past. And so we encourage everybody to be part of the future of residential architecture. The actual award itself is a JPEG. It's an image that says Residential Architecture ARCH Design Excellence Selection. And it's a very handsome image that you will be allowed to put on your website. And let's face it, if you win a big 7-foot tall gold-plated trophy that sits in your conference room, how many of your actual clients actually do get to see that?
Right, probably not too many. So what's the, is there a jury? I mean, so they'll submit the digital images, and then what happens?
We purposely, I discussed with the other jurors, do you want to publicize who the jury is? Because most analog programs do that. And they said, no. I said, why not? I said, well, we're not here to celebrate the jurors and to tweak their egos. And there is no jury foreperson or chairman. There's no any individual juror that's going to exert undue influence on any of the other jurors. They're rank and file architects that are just like us that design homes every day. Don Duffy, Arch, and AIA from Don Duffy Architecture in Charlotte, North Carolina, is one of the jurors. He's probably one of the leading residential architects in that sector of the United States. Bennett Sabatier, Arch, CSI, Sabatier Architecture in Lafayette, Louisiana. At one point, he was designing up to 700 homes a year. So he's a major talent in that sector of the United States. Rodney Kaczynski, Arch, with Colorado Master Builders Architects and Contractors in Denver, Colorado. He's a licensed architect and a licensed contractor. He does amazing projects, including multi-million-dollar equestrian facilities and residences in that part of the United States, and myself with Home Architects. So those are the jurors right now, and we have past and advisory members. Ken Perel Sewell with One World Architecture in San Diego, California. Edward Shannon Arch with Edward Shannon Architect in Des Moines, Iowa. So those are the people, but we're not here to do anything about their resumes. We're trying to make it be focused on the actual submittals. You ask how the submittals work. The nature of submittals on the form, and you find out about the Arch program, by the way, if you go on the Arch website, Arch Homes, that's 1H, archhomes.org. If you look immediately below the big picture that you see with the slideshow, there's a green box that says find an architect, and immediately below the green box is a gray box that says enter your projects in the 2016 Arch Des Design Awards program. If you click on that box, you will see another page come up, which tells you everything you want to know about the Arch Des program. And the nature of submittals are all PDF-oriented. You put PDFs on your Dropbox, and if you don't have a Dropbox account, that page actually tells you, guides you in how to do that. And if you don't have one, you really should have one. I don't know any architect that doesn't these days, but you really should. And once you start using it, you'll wonder how you ever get along without it. It's just like a cell phone. And so the actual submittal ends up being an email to Arch with those Dropbox links to those PDFs, which show the site plan, floor plans, building section, any 3D imagery links, not the actual 3D imagery, so that what you send to Arch is a very low kilobyte file. And then each of the Arch jurors, once we agree who's going to look at what, we send them, they've already got an Excel spreadsheet, and there's different parameters having to do with 8 different characteristics that they grade. And then those points get combined into a master spreadsheet, and so the number of points is what helps define whether that's a winning project or not.
Okay, so if they meet a certain level in the ranking of this system, they get an award.
That's right.
Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to FreshBooks and the Architecture Business Plan Competition for their support as platform sponsors of Entree Architect. As platform sponsors, these companies have provided funding and support for our overall mission here at Entree Architect. They recognize the need for small firms like you to build better businesses in order to be better architects. They support our mission. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use accounting software designed to help us small firm owners get organized, save time invoicing, and get paid faster. It takes care of invoicing, expense tracking, estimating, reporting, and it all happens out in the cloud, so you have access to your information from anywhere that you have access to the internet. When you are ready to give FreshBooks a try, and I suggest that you do, it's awesome. I use it myself for Five Cat Studio. Go to freshbooks.com/architect, and you can sign up for a free 30-day trial. Give it a whirl, see if you like it. And if you do sign up for your free 30-day trial, make sure you let them know that you've come from us, the architect, Entree Architect community. Make sure you enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/architect for your free 30-day trial. And the Architecture Business Plan Competition, it's organized by our friends over at Charette Venture Group. This is a great opportunity for you to take your small firm to greater success with a plan. You hear me talk about planning all the time. This is a way that you can build your business plan. And it's a competition. When you register, you're going to get free training on business building and planning and how to build a business plan. It's going to give you all the training you need. And it's a chance to win $10,000 as their grand prize. If you are the winner of the Architecture Business Plan competition, the winner gets $10,000. Pretty cool. And there's runner-up prizes as well. So you have a chance to earn some big dollars and end up with a great business plan. So thanks to Charette Venture Group, the organizers of the competition, for their support as a platform sponsor of Entree Architect. To learn more about the competition and to register, go to archbusinessplan.com. That's archbusinessplan.com.
Would you like to know those characteristics?
Yeah, I was going to ask that next. Go ahead. Yeah.
There's eight. One is form, aesthetics, and design concept rationale. Why did the project take the shape it did?
Yeah.
And you're allowed 30 words per aspect. Second is functional characteristics. In other words, why did it arrange this way? Like, well, I put the garage next to the kitchen so that it's easy to take groceries in and out. Okay, you know, simple, understandable functional characteristics. Three is space use efficiency, meaning that it's easy to make something big. Jennifer, could you talk about how hard it is to make things small?
That is interesting because this day and age, it seems like my clients feel like they need bigger and bigger and bigger. But most of the time, it's because their house isn't utilized. The floor plan isn't utilized the best way for its square footage. So I actually like the challenge of trying to make things small and to find the way it works best with furniture or with that individual family's needs. So I don't think necessarily it has to be big. So there is a fun challenge in trying to make it small.
Well, I think all Arch members agree, and I think any architect agrees, it's easy to make something large, but it's really hard to make it work well and be more compact. So spatial use efficiency is one of the factors. The fourth item, her dog's going to get my dog going here pretty soon. The fourth is energy efficiency. We've not forgotten about that. A lot of people seem to have, but Arch certainly hasn't. Five is client lifestyle accommodation. In other words, is the architect designing this for himself or for his clients? So, and I think all Arch members agree that it's supposed to be for the client. And so some brief description of their lifestyle and how well the design has accommodated them. Item six is coordination with the land. Does the project ignore that or does it respond to it? Seven, cost effectiveness. And eight, any other characteristics of special note that we really won't know until the architect tells us. For instance, what if his client happens to be in a wheelchair? So we need to know about those kinds of things, and it's up to the architect to inform us. So that's the text part of the submittal, which is intended to be fairly short.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you format it that way, because very often design competitions are about the photographs. And I really like the fact that the Des Arch or the Arch Des design program is really more about, or not, maybe not more about, but it includes the story behind the design and the client and how it all came to be and why you did certain things. So that's a very interesting approach for a design program.
Well, the members of the Arch Des committee said, you know, it, of course it's about visual quality, which is item number one. It's form, aesthetics, design, concept, rationale. You know, does it look good? But, when I was in a master's program at University of Florida, we once made a comment to one of the professors there. You know, we don't ever talk about architecture being beautiful. And he says, that's taken for granted. If you don't do beautiful architecture, you're not going to be in business. So, you know, if you haven't picked that up by now, you know, you got some trouble. But we expect it to be beautiful, of course. But what they focused on was the rationale that you're able to back up that beautiful design with something that makes sense. So it's not just forms or us, it's why. So it's a linkage of form and function.
Yeah. Are there certain categories of submittals?
Jennifer, are you able to respond to that?
There are multiple categories for the submittal, but you can also submit entries that don't fit exactly into one of those categories. That would be considered also.
So on the website, there's a list of categories. Are there unbuilt categories, or is it all built architecture?
It can be either or. It is intended to be, as a matter of fact, the description, what is this? Well, it's projects designed and or built within the last 12 years. So we're trying to have, you know, open arms here that if you're a new architect or if you're an architect, because of the recession, and one of the reasons we've gone back 12 years is because for the last 5 or 6 years, there's a lot of architecture that's probably been designed or maybe not even had the opportunity to be designed that hasn't been built. So that's why we've gone back so far, in recognition of what's happened economically in this country. And so maybe some of the best work that many of us have done happened maybe a decade ago. And when the recession hit, we haven't had that great of opportunity to do many new things. And now that the economy seems to be gathering some steam, maybe that will change in the next few years. But we didn't want to be so rigid and say, last 12 months, that's it, which seems like a lot of programs do. And we didn't think that was a very warm and fuzzy way to address it. So that's why we said 12 years.
Sounds like a great program. Is there anything else that you want to share about it?
Talk about the deadline?
Yes, that would be important.
So the entry fees are due by February 29th. You can enter at any time via the website, archhomes.org. And the submittals are to be submitted between March 1st and March 9th, electronically.
Okay, so they have to register by
February 29th,
and they have to submit within sometime in March.
Yes.
March 9th.
March 9th, okay. And it's all electronic, so it's pretty simple, and it's very, very affordable. I mean, that's one of the things that's great about this program is that for $49 per project and $159 membership, you know, you can submit up to 4 projects. It seems like a really good program.
One of my one of Arch's co-founders, Edward Shannon, he and I discussed this years ago, and I think some of the things that he said really, I think we're continuing with, and he's also an Arch member. He and I both probably be submitting projects. he said it should always be affordable. The membership, $159 a year.
Yeah.
The Arch Des program, $49 a year. Not $700 to be a member. Not $350 to enter a project. Is the purpose of a design awards program to enrich the organization that's hosting it? Or is it to celebrate quality design of residential architects and help them win awards? I mean, what's the purpose? And so we thought about that a lot when we were setting forth these parameters, and that's one of the reasons we went electronic. It's really economical. There's no reason that an awards program has to be at a hotel, has to have a big dinner, and all those things that, you know, honorariums for star architects to appear, it's not necessary. And I think given the economics of all of our practices, that hopefully there'll be something to be responded to by residential architects nationwide and globally as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a great program. Before we wrap up, I think what are some other benefits of being a member of ARCH?
Jennifer, you want to address that?
Yes, I can definitely address that. Not only am I a new firm, but I'm also a new member of ARCH, and I have used the ARCH Suite, which is a package of forms and documents related to that I can apply to my practice, as well as the ARCH specifications. I'm in the process of adapting that to work with my projects and my clientele and my firm's philosophy. And so it's for the $159 fee, it's been a wealth of information for me as a residential architect, and also given me a lot of guidance in how to establish certain procedures with my practice.
I might add to that there are many ARCH products in the ARCH store, and when you become a member for only $159, there are thousands of dollars worth of discounts that you can obtain on the ARCH products. Once in a while, we get a contractor or somebody that buys some ARCH forms, and I really appreciate that, knowing that that might be of interest to them. But most of it's from other architects. And so you get huge discounts. That's a good reason to become a member. You expand your professional circle of friends to include some of the best licensed residential architects on the planet. I look forward to Pedro joining from Puerto Rico soon. And so we are global, and that makes it for some really interesting discussions. And when we have our weekly XCOM, the executive committee, during that session, we take the pulse of the planet. As far as residential architecture, and where else can that happen? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so we also provide the opportunity to have one or more of your projects featured on the ARCH Big Picture website. We also have a free Find an Architect database. Each ARCH member receives their own webpage on the ARCH website linked to the Find an Architect page to help clients find you. I don't know any other organization that does that for their members. So I think that there's a tremendous value there. And so that's probably the best reason.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more about ARCH itself, you can listen to the podcast, episode 33. You go entrearchitect.com/episode33, and you'll hear our first conversation about ARCH. And episode 70 actually is referencing the architectural specifications that Jennifer referenced. And definitely go visit the ARCH Homes website. That's ARCH with one H, archhomes.org. And you can find out more about ARCH and more about the ARCHDES program. So Rand Selner and Jennifer Garcia, thank you very, very much for being here today on the Entree Architect podcast and sharing your knowledge.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Delighted. Thank you.
Complete show notes and a direct link to download this episode may be found at entrearchitect.com/episode106. And remember that Entree Architect Academy, our private membership group, is now open for enrollment. Enrollment will close on January 31st, 2016. So visit entrearchitect.com for more information. Build a better business. Be a better architect. Entree Architect Academy. I'll see you on the inside. Go check out entrearchitect.com for all the information. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you to go share what you know. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.